United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Eve Arden. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds presented by this station as a public service. There's no finer investment in the world than savings bonds. No simpler way of saving than through the payroll savings plan where you work. Join the millions who have signed up for security in this popular plan for the purchase of United States savings bonds. Our show opens with the music of Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra in the special arrangement of a Rodgers and Hart favorite of two decades ago, Here in My Arms. Thank you, Harry. And now we take you to Hollywood for our special guest, the charming comedy star of radio and screen, Miss Eve Arden. She stars in an original sketch by Harry Lawrence titled Superstitious Sue. To introduce our play, here's Rod O'Connor.
Her byline said Sue Mason, but the staff of the Morning Chronicle called her Superstitious Sue. 2 minutes before 1 o'clock, the 13th hour of the day, Superstitious Sue, swinging the rabbit's foot on her keychain, walked down the stairs from the newspaper office, carefully missing the 13th step, and came out into the street. From an auto at the curb, a huge hunk of man beeped at her.
Hey, beautiful. Over here, Sue.
Ah, yes, indeed. Oh, it's you.
What'd you expect?
What does any girl expect when she hears an auto horn leering at her? Romance, intrigue, Prince Charming.
Uh-huh.
And what do I get? My husband. How are you, dear?
Not so good. If you had peeked over the top of your breakfast paper this morning, my eagle-eyed reporter, you would have seen that I have a black eye.
Have you any statement to make for publication?
Yeah. I ran into an elbow in the dark. Your elbow in bed last night. Hey, what were you doing, swimming the English Channel?
I was having a nightmare. It's this murder case I'm working on.
Hey, you and your murder cases. I've been a professional wrestler for 3 years. I never even got a sprained wrist. I go to bed in my own house and wake up with a black eye.
Good, it makes you look tougher. It's your turn to be the villain tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but they're televising my bout. I want to be photogenic.
You and Glamour Puss Gus.
All right, get in the car, huh?
Hey, where are we going?
A new restaurant at the edge of town. Oh, they serve the swellest clam chowder.
Ooh, clam chowder. My horoscope said something would upset me today. The stars never miss.
You're a good girl to put some garlic in it.
Careful now. This is the 13th hour of the day. No, don't turn here. Go down one block to 14th Street.
Here's the place, right here.
Don't twist my arm. I'll go quietly. But all I... Look out. Shoo! Scat!
Hey, hey, what's the matter? What's the matter?
That black cat, it walked right smack in front of us. You know what that means.
Yeah, the cat's going to drop dead.
Maybe I can circle around it. I can't let that black cat cross my path. Stay here, honey. Have fun. Eat clam chowder.
No, I'll go with you. Fool that I am.
Well, the cat went down this alley. Come on, honey. He went through that hole in the fence. If you stand on this garbage can, you can lift me over the fence. Go on, get up there.
I promise to love, honor, and obey. Preacher's never said anything about climbing on garbage cans.
That was in the fine print at the bottom of the license.
Okay, I'll lift you over. Oh, I thought you were going to reduce.
Look out now, no airplane spins.
Did it hurt you, dear?
Is this a one-fall match or a fight to the finish?
Well, the garbage can tipped over and threw me. Hey, look, here's something in the garbage.
My cooking isn't good enough, hmm? You have to poke through garbage.
Wait a minute, it's a woman's purse.
In the garbage?
Well, women put garbage in their purses. Why not purses in their garbage? Anything in it?
There's a little of everything in it. Everything except a...
Except a what?
That's funny, except a lipstick.
Well, what's funny about that? Lipstick, schmipstick, what's the difference?
That murder case I'm working on. I don't suppose this has any connection, but a girl was murdered yesterday in a cheap hotel room.
Uh-huh.
Her purse was missing, but she did have a lipstick in her hand. She'd written on the wall with it, "He had one fool."
He had one fool? What's that mean?
Nobody knows. Some message she started and couldn't finish. Well, I'll hang on to this purse just in case.
Now, look, you're chasing a black cat, remember? Where'd he go?
Around behind this shed.
Oh.
If we can go through the shed, we may circle the cat. Yeah, here's the door.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Stay out of here.
Mister, you won't believe this, but we're trying to get around a black cat. Can we come through this shed?
No, get out. Hey, wait a minute. Where'd you get that purse?
Lockenheimer's bargain basement.
Not that one, that one.
It's none of your business, Limpy.
Oh, you know me, huh?
Yes, Limpy, I know you. I'm a newspaper woman. I covered your trial when they sent you up. I also saw you in the hospital that time you tried to escape and got one foot shot off.
Yeah, that's why they call me Limpy.
Because you have only one foot... Now I know. She died before she could cross the T.
My wife gets these spells in the full moon. She'll be all
Joe,
right.
Joe, if you cross the L, it's a T.
F-O-O-T. The girl was trying to say the man who killed her had only...
One foot. I'm sorry you figured that out, lady. Get in here, both of you.
Uh-oh. Careful, Joe. He's got a gun. Okay, Limpy.
Come on in here and give me...
Get back. Oh, I got him. I got the gun. Look out. Oh! Not me, you dimwit. Hit him.
Well, I'm trying to.
Ooh. Yeah, thanks. Why didn't you let me wrestle him a little bit?
You can wrestle with him when he comes to. Hang on to him, honey, while I run and call homicide. Brother, it sure saved our lives when Limpy backed up and stumbled.
Yeah, but what the heck did he stumble over?
The black cat. Here, kitty, 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 you lucky thing.
Now, for a curtain speech, here again is Eve Arden.
Well, friends, I got a big kick out of being Superstitious Sue in our little sketch today. But in real life, I found it wise not to depend too much on luck. It's smart to put your faith in something more substantial, like savings bonds, for instance. People who buy savings bonds regularly can look ahead with confidence, knowing that they are protected against financial emergencies. They know, too, that when those bonds mature, they get back $4 for every $3 invested. A nest egg in safe, profitable savings bonds can provide a college education for the children, or a retirement fund for you, or make possible many another fond dream. The important thing is to save regularly, through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you are your own boss, the bond a month plan where you bank. My suggestion is that you buy United States savings bonds, the finest investment in the world. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, Eve Arden. Now here again are Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra in a special arrangement of a newly revived ballad favorite of the early 30s, Marta. During the past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds presented by this station each week as a public service. Our thanks again to our charming star, Eve Arden, for a fine performance, and to her supporting players, Gerald Moore and Paul Dubov, and to her director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another outstanding star and more fine music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be with us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you that savings bonds provide a sure way to financial security. Buy them regularly.